Want to get to my next item. The local property tax is a key issue for a decision by councillors every year. A chance to alter it upwards or downwards depending on the plan for services and the plan for funding individual independent projects by the council. I'll start with you on this one, Dermot Griffin. If the executive of Kerry County Council come to you saying they want to increase the property tax to either pay for services or embark on a project to do with enterprise creation, would you vote in favour of it or would you be against it?
Yes, Gerry, I would say that it's a very valued tax. You know, it depends on the person's property and how much it's worth. And so, you know, I think it's something that's definitely valuable. And I would say, I'm not sure what it's at the moment, but, you know, it should be a significant tax because, you know, we're in a community together. You know, we need to help each other out. I mean, I think that there's lots of wealth in Killarney. I've been around to some lovely homes and some very, you know, nice people living there. I think for the benefit of the whole community, you need to make a contribution.
Okay, all right. William Lean, your answer to that, if you're asked to vote in the interest of shoring up Kerry County Council's budget, providing services, or maybe individual projects that the council needs to embark on to try and create jobs, for instance.
No, I would definitely lower the
property tax.
I'll definitely lower because I don't feel it's right for people to pay basically a rent to the government on their own house.
Okay, how would you fund your projects though if you weren't to increase it? If it meant less street cleaners, less beach cleaning, and also a no to a project to create jobs?
We'd make government more efficient because I think the council is probably wasting a lot of money at the moment.
Okay, all right. Niall Keller, your response to that?
Yeah, Gerry, we've got to look at the local property tax. Is it situation? This is something that people come to me that you increase it every year or you decrease it every year. It's varied. So the issue is if you increase it from the variable, it's the variable is a static. So if somebody is paying €99, if it's varied, it goes up 10%, down 10%. It's still the property rate is €99. Whereas there's this misconception out there that it's going up by so much percent every year that the decision is made. So I just want to clear that point up. But look, the issue and my record is there where I have supported the varying of the LPT for what you said.
Just for clarity, it brought in €15 million last year.
Local property tax.
Yes.
Yes, it did. And Gerry, this supports our community support fund. This was specifically created when local property tax came in and maintained by the council all through that time. So I would find it very hard that we couldn't turn around and say when we have a good initiative in relation to job creation to support it. I've resisted it also on other occasions when I believe it wasn't worthwhile, the increases that management were looking for, and got lesser figures and left it the same other years because I wasn't happy with what proposals were coming. But let's be clear, it is important because there have been proposals to decrease the rate too. You have groups like the Aoni Cree Fishing Club, Baradhuv Tidy Village Group, the Kerry Cancer Bus is funded from the Community Support Fund, part of a donation that's made. Twinning of our towns, many, many festivals right across the county. So are people really saying that we shouldn't be supporting these from the creation?
Okay, all right, Carolyn Keneally, is your response to that question?
Gerry, as you know, Sinn Féin is opposed to the local property tax. We feel that more funding should come from government level. And when we talk about our cost of living crisis, imagine if people did not have that local property tax that they have to pay, they would have more money in their pockets. Plus, you have to ask the question, the local property tax, is the roads any better? Is the traffic any better? Are those cycle lanes being done? No, they're not.
The RDI hope in Killorgland wouldn't have happened, wouldn't have expanded without in 2021. Sinn Féin Council voted against that.
I understand that, but there's funding that can come from other places definitely to fund facilities that need to be done in our town.
Dermot McGuckin, what's your response?
Yeah, how you doing? The local property tax takes in €15 million a year. Yet I've walked through the estates of Lekaban, I walked through the estates of Rostarran, I walked through the estates of Ballysmillan, and I don't see value for money. I'd like to keep the local property tax, but I want to see better value for money in for working class areas of Killarney. There's no Our little playground areas for kids in the estates that we go through. There's very little for the old folks, and there's very little community centres. So, yes, I'd like to keep the local property tax, but I want to see better value for money. I think there's a lot of wastage in local government. I think it can be more efficient, and I'd like to see better value for money.
Jerry, I also yes. want to come back in on that. 15 billion is hoarded. Why is that not pumped out into the communities?
Okay.
Why is it sitting there and not being pumped out in the communities? Why is the ordinary worker trying to have to pay another tax? They're taxed from the minute they get up in the morning to the minute they go into bed at night, and I think that's wrong.
Okay, all right, some of the comments coming in. 10 years ago, the government promoting Airbnbs to increase bed availability for tourism. Now they're trying to reverse it to solve the housing problems. This country has become a dictatorship. Totally wrong. Caller lives in a two-year-old council apartment. He's still waiting for TV and Wi-Fi connections. They were built into the wall in error. It's fine to be building houses, but where do you turn when the workmanship is shoddy? Caller is an Airbnb owner. She has a little apartment off her house, which she rents for a little extra income. She pays tax in it. She's 70 years of age, someone who worked and paid tax all her life, and she's being made to feel guilty the fact she's not providing accommodation, and the government is supposed to be providing. Airbnb owners are always projected so negatively, and this is not fair. Another listener wants to know why, as a registered B&B paying water rates for years, can you ask the panel why Airbnbs are not charging any water rates? It's the Airbnb that killed off a lot of registered accommodation. A registered B&B puts a sign outside their property and is charged water rates. Airbnb is no sign. Well, the register is coming in. That may change in time to come. I want to get on to our next item now, because the listener gets in touch complaining about the traffic in Killarney and the roads and the situation here. Jim O'Sullivan, could you please ask the local politicians about the extreme school traffic congestion that's a regular occurrence here on the new road, Killarney? It's a serious imposition on the residents and dangerous for all concerned. Now, roads and traffic. There are works taking place in Killarney at the moment on the Rock Road as part of a scheme that's going to take a number of years to improve, to put in cycle lanes. It will lead to pain in the short term, but should lead to gain. Killarney is a perennial and has had for 20 years not enough parking, too much traffic, hits us during the summer particularly. Caroline Kennedy, what would you do as a local councillor to try and solve or change all that?
I certainly would look at a park and ride facility anyway. I think definitely during the summer that would really alleviate a lot of the problem. I think there's maybe areas maybe on the Tralee roadside that we could look at doing that. Again, the road, the Farm 4 Killarney project, That selected route hasn't been selected yet. And that's been mooted from 1995. Like, how long more can we kick the can down the road? In terms of traffic, I think a traffic management survey could be done. I know people have said that maybe reducing the prices in the centre of town for parking, but I think that the high price kind of maybe that euro incentivise people to come back to the car and keep the traffic moving. A multi-storey car park perhaps in the Glebe could be also explored, and I think that would alleviate a lot of issues.
That was talked about 25 years ago at a Killarney Urban District Council meeting I was at.
We were talking about it a long time ago, and still not done.
Okay, Dermot McGuckin, what's your response? You're a taxi driver, you've been in hospitality for years. What do you think?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, driving a taxi around here, and of course you're in the weekend now of the Rally of the Lakes, which is the which will bring a lot of additional traffic to town. I think one of the things that we need to look at is a feasibility study for a multi-storey car park on the edge of town with a park and ride facility. That will show up the features and the benefits of a system. On top of that, you'll also have 250 homes in Cronin's Wood being developed, and you also have the Pretty Poly site being developed. So we need to keep traffic.
So the government are doing a great job.
I don't think so. We need to keep traffic out of the centre of town. We need to do that feasibility study. See where we are with a multi-storey car park on the edge of town.
Dermot Griffin, what's your response to that? We've had pedestrianisation. Plunkett Street's pedestrianised with some criticism from businesses. It's the direction of travel a lot of councils are going. What's your solution? Sustainable travel, obviously. Cycle lanes. Big in your agenda.
I stick to my principles, and the very glad that we have so much money for active travel from central government now, and that's
so we need to get the car out of Killarney Town Centre.
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, there's places you can walk and cycle. There's only obviously for deliveries and people that have mobility issues, that's you know, that they need them. But like, I think people spend more time you know, in the town. If you walk or cycle, you're going to be, you're not kind of under pressure to go check your parking. If it's out, you're going to spend more time, I think, spend more money in the cafes, which are the ones that are suffering the most here. These ones need to be supported. So it all ties in together. There is money now for cycle lanes. I called for it a few months ago that they would speed up. Kerry County Council just had the money and had the plans, and it just, unfortunately, they waited until the summer to start.
That's what's happening on the Rock Road.
And yeah, well, it would have been great if it was done over the winter and, you know, speed it up.
Okay, William Lean?
With parking anyway, I think the your hour in the centre of town is way too much. It should be 60 cent for the 2 hours, same as the library. Parking should be the same price everywhere. And with the traffic, I think with a short-term solution, maybe talk to businesses and have staggered work hours. Because I notice from 4 to 6, it gets very congested around those times. So if we could work with businesses and have people leaving at different times, that might be a short-term solution. But we definitely need more bypasses, because there's a lot of traffic going through Mission Road, and we need to kind of divert it from there.
Yeah, and also the Killarney bypass, which really now is an inner relief road.
Yeah,
in effect. So you'll be supporting the call for the Killarney Farm Four bypass as much as possible. Okay, Niall Kelleher.
Yeah, just to go on that, Jerry, the Killarney Farm Four bypass route will be known by the end of the year, and the final amount of money for the studies in relation to that. And it is fair to say that was shelved in an economic crash in relation to where that particular road is. But we need that road to deal with the congestion that we have in the bypass and in the roundabouts that are there. To go to parking, you are right. 25 years ago, it was mooted in relation to a multi-storey car park, and the particular town councillors at the time did not bring that forward. I've been in the council for 10 years, and in every one of those 10 years, we've been pushing in relation to a provision of multi-storey car park, and there's an assessment being carried out at the moment in relation to the viable locations of that, and my preferred route in relation to it is when we're building a primary care centre and a new theatre in the Áras Pádraig in the Lewis Road site, that we also put provision for multi-storey at that location.
Take away parking?
No, Jerry, the parking that is in the provision of that
will keep
the same amount of parking.
Okay.
That is the exceptional important part in relation to all that. So when it comes to the initiatives that were put in, the age-friendly inside in the town and the 15-minute parking spaces have worked exceptionally well. And I, as late as our meeting on last Wednesday, have asked for more of those spaces to be provisioned in our main streets to allow the provision to be there. But it's quite interesting, Jerry, there's a new business, as you all know, on Park Road that had their own car park that they've now opened to the public as a pay and display, and that car park is very quiet for majority of the day. Maybe that's not known out there, and it's something that needs to be put out there, but that is now a pay and display for any customer, anyone that wants to use it, not just customers of that business.
Okay, alright, listen, yes, Dermot, finally, very briefly.
Yeah, I'd just like to mention the redevelopment of the taxi rank in Killarney.
Yeah.
Much needed, and it must be done in conjunction with representatives from the taxi industry, drawn from the four main pillar companies.
Much needed. Okay, Jerry, only for the Community Support Fund, we would not be able to teach children how to fish and water safely, and water safety. That's the only Cree Angling Club coming in relation to that. Lots more of your comments. We will be getting to my thanks to my panel. Very good. Very briefly, Niall Kelleher, very briefly.
Jerry, I just in relation to roads, and we mentioned it there, and I have to pay particular tribute. We lost a very, very good man yesterday who served for 50 years, Juror Joe O'Sullivan, in Kerry County Council, and he was the GS over the roads in Killarney. And I want to really pay tribute to the work and dedication he had.
Okay.
And this is a sad loss, and pay tribute to his wife,
family.
Mary and Niamh and Timmy. Thank you.
Okay, Carolyn Clee, very briefly, you want to mention the Purple Campaign?
The Purple Campaign, my boss Pat Daly, we're going to be attending at the Pastoral Centre a day called Go Purple Day. It supports victims of domestic violence in Kerry, men and women.
Very good. Okay, I want to thank my panel that's in studio with us here in Killarney. We had Dermot Griffin of the Green Party, in Fianna Fáil councillor Niall Kelleher, Caroline Keneally of Sinn Féin, William Lean independent, Dermot McGuckie an independent, also running in the Killarney Municipal District, and we'll be hearing from these councillors no doubt at various stages over the next couple of weeks. We have Labour's councillor Marie Maloney, we've Kerry Independent Alliance councillor John O'Donoghue, we've Damien Switzer of Sinn Féin, independent councillor Maura Healy-Ray, independent councillor Brendan Cronin, independent councillor Niall Batty O'Callaghan, and Fine Gael's Dermot Healy, who would have been here this morning but for the rally because he's hugely involved in bringing that project to Killarney. We'll hear from him and others as the campaign goes on. But thanks to my panel. The very luck, best of luck on the 7th of June. Very best of luck
you,
on the canvas out there over the next couple of weeks.